Bill Owens, talk to me about guns. You come from the North Country, as the old folk song goes, and there are a lot of guns up there. And attitudes are quite different than they are, for example, in the metropolitan areas. What are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, I'm hearing people who are on both sides of this question, who some of whom are concerned about gun rights, if you will, some of whom are very concerned about what has happened in the last year in a variety of environments where there are terrible tragedies occurred. You know, in Connecticut, we had just probably one of the most horrific tragedies that I remember in my lifetime. Cannot imagine that as a parent or a grandparent, what that must feel like. Cannot imagine. And we clearly need to do some things that make a great deal of sense. My good friend Bill O'Reilly said right after the incident in Connecticut that his concern was that this was really a public safety crisis and that we needed to apply some rational thought in trying to get this whole situation under control. From my perspective, it's certainly a mental health issue. It is one that gets a lot of push, if you will, from gun control folks. But we have a unique situation with guns, and that is there is the Second Amendment that has been interpreted by the courts very broadly, and it is not like some other things, like driving a car, for instance. It is clearly a constitutional right. So trying to weigh those issues, trying to make sure that we are doing something that moves towards solving the problem. I don't believe that there's any thing or group of things we can do that will eliminate, unfortunately, these situations, but we can certainly do a better job of getting it under control.
Well, Bill Owens, let me ask you this. You know, when the rubber hits the road and the vice president comes up with a bunch of solutions that he thinks, and one of them may be, you know, background checks on every single person who buys a gun. Are you for that?
Well, I think that that's very important because I think even the NRA recognizes that one of the significant issues is that people who have mental health issues get their hands on a gun, whether legally or illegally. And that is something I think we have to very seriously look at, how to implement that in a pragmatic way that really catches issues like mental health questions as part of the process.
I'm a little concerned about this. You know, I wrote my doctoral dissertation on politics and mental health. Don't you think, Bill, that there is a potential here, you know, for stigmatizing the mentally ill even more and making them the whipping boys?
That's absolutely right, Alan. And that's one of the reasons why this is so complex, because we have scenarios where clearly people are entitled to their privacy. Many people who have mental health issues have no violence as a likely outcome of what they're going to do. I listened to a psychologist talk about this issue right after the incident in Connecticut, and he said one of the problems with this is too many false positives. You would be curtailing people who have absolutely no history or no likelihood of violence associated with whatever their condition might be. So that alone gives you pause. So how do you work that out? How do you get to a point where you can protect people's privacy, make sure that the public is being protected? You know, this is going to be a complex and difficult process.
But, you know, it's so interesting when you say something like this. You know, half of America has been at one point for counseling somewhere, maybe more. And, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, the rest of it. And so then you get into definitional issues like, what is mental health? You know, is it somebody who's having trouble in a marriage, who's gone to see somebody, and the form says, have you ever been treated for mental illness? What do you do then?
Oh, I know. And that we would have to go through and really establish a whole new set of definitions, if you will, almost. This is unfortunately not something, in my view, that you're going to solve in 30 days.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's not. This is going to require us to get some real information, some factual data and analysis by people who have expertise in the area, Someone like you, for instance, who's written their doctoral dissertation on this, might be a good source. But we have to be serious about getting information.
So let me ask you this. Going back to the what would you do, here's a call. It's going to be obvious that there's going to be a call for a ban on assault rifles at some point, either in the state where Andrew Cuomo has been right up front on it or in the federal government where Vice President Biden is doing it. Could you ever see yourself voting for an absolute ban on the sale of assault rifles?
Unfortunately, Alan, that would be something which I think is probably not likely to make to the floor of the House, given the makeup of the of the current leadership of the House. But I will also tell you that given the number of folks who I know in my district who are solid citizens, I would have a great deal of difficulty voting for a bill like that.
There has got to be some answers to this insanity. It seems to me background checks are part of it. It seems to me, I happen to believe in a ban on assault rifles. I just don't think we need them, that kind of thing. But you say the composition of the House of Representatives, you know, is controlled by the Republicans. That's true. But there's a political aspect to this, which is that every time one of these things happens, the president is going to point to those guys and say, you didn't go along with this, and now look what you got. And the people believe it.
And certainly there is some truth to that. Having said that, though, when you look at the commonality of facts in all of these situations that have occurred just within the last year, you have in every instance someone who had mental illness involved in their life. You did have an assault weapon involved. The question really is, how do we stop violent acts, whether it is through an assault weapon or any other methodology? How do we do that? What do we need to be doing? And I think I don't think, as I'm standing here today, I've been presented with a broad answer to that.
Bill Owens, it's wonderful to talk to you. We're going to come back one more time and talk to you some more. I want to talk to you the next time about what it means to be an appropriator.
Thanks, Alan.